This is side one of the first tape of the Stress Reduction and Relaxation Program. By playing this tape regularly and by doing what it says to do, you're assuming an active and powerful role in improving your health. During this process, it's best if you can manage to stay awake throughout the duration of the tape. This side is a guided body scan meditation designed to help you to enter and to dwell in a state of very deep physical and mental relaxation. It's best to arrange to do it in a warm and protected place where you feel comfortable and secure, and at a time when you will not be interrupted by anyone or by the telephone. Arrange to dress in loose and comfortable clothing, particularly clothing that doesn't restrict your waist or your breathing. It's helpful to see this time as a time that's totally set aside for you, as an opportunity to be by yourself and with yourself fully. See if you can allow it to be a nourishing time, a time you deserve to give yourself some positive energy and attention, a time in which to open to the sources of strength and healing within yourself. In doing work of this kind, it's important to remember not to try too hard to relax, because this will just cause tension. What we're doing is becoming aware in each passing moment and practicing accepting what is happening within ourselves, looking at it clearly and seeing it as it is simply because it is here, part of our experience in the moment. Do your best to let go of any tendency that there is to want things to be different from how they are right now. Allowing things to be exactly as you find them, and allowing yourself to be exactly as you are. Bringing to yourself and this practice as much compassion and tenderness that you can. Use my instructions for guidance, watching your body and the activity of your mind as we go along, letting go of judgmental and critical thoughts in particular, and doing just what it says to do as best you can. Being aware of how you are feeling and what is happening. Remember, there's no right way to feel while you're doing this. The way you are feeling is the way you're feeling right now. Just accepting it and giving yourself permission to feel what you're feeling and see that it is okay. Do this in whatever posture or position that's comfortable for you, but also allows you to stay awake. If lying on your back is not comfortable, that's fine. Move to a position that will allow you to stay focused. It's really your sensitivity and level of attention, and not the way you're lying, that is important. So, let's arrange to lie down now on our backs if possible, on a mat or a thick rug or on your bed, remembering it's also important to stay awake and allowing your eyes to close gently if you're comfortable with it, letting the arms lie alongside your body, palms open towards the ceiling if that's comfortable, and allowing your feet to fall away from each other about 6 inches apart. And slowly bring your attention to the fact that you are breathing. noticing how your breath is moving in the body, and not manipulating it in any way, but simply experiencing it as the air moves in and out of your body. And directing your attention in particular to your abdomen, feeling the sensations in that region as the breath comes into the body. And the belly moves, expanding gently, and noticing what happens when the breath moves out of the body, how the belly falls. Following with the mind's eye the rhythmic movements of your abdomen with each breath. Rising of the belly on the in-breath and the falling on the out-breath. And on each out-breath, just letting go. Letting the body become heavier as it sinks a little bit deeper into the floor or the mat or the chair. Giving full attention in each moment to the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Noticing how one breath follows rhythmically the next. Letting the body sink down with each out-breath. Letting go more and more. And when you're ready, let's shift our attention to the toes of the left foot. Just taking the mind and moving it from the belly, down the left leg, all the way to the toes. Becoming aware of whatever feelings there are in your foot. And the toe. Especially the big toe. Noticing if there's any sensation of tingling or moisture, itching, warmth, but just feeling the toes as they are. And experiencing the breath. And if you like, you can imagine that breath moving through the toes into the big toe. And noticing your attention then move with the breath as you continue breathing to the other toes, noticing perhaps the spaces in between and the toes themselves, sensations perhaps of tingling or moisture, warmth or coolness, or the contact of the toes with the air or the ground. And as you breathe in, imagining the breath moving right down through the lungs and the belly, down the left leg, all the way down into your toes. And then as you breathe out, noticing the breath moving back up from your toes and ultimately out through your nose or your mouth. So that as you breathe in, you can be breathing down to the toes. And as you breathe out, you can be breathing out from the toes. Now, if this feels confusing or complicated to you, simply be aware of the toes themselves. And just when your attention wanders, come back to the breath It can be very useful to have the sensation of breathing with a part of the body. But do what is most comfortable for you. And then when you're ready, letting the toes dissolve in your mind's eye and move your attention, bringing it to focus on the bottom of your left foot. Noticing whatever feelings there are here and breathing with them, if you choose. Feeling the bottom of your foot. And when you're ready, bringing your attention all through the bottom of your foot, noticing the ball of the foot and any sensations there. And then on the out-breath, breathing out and just letting go. Coming to focus now on the heel and the place where your heel may be making contact with the ground. Feeling the sense of touch and pressure. And when you're ready, if you like, breathing into the heel. And on the out-breath, letting it go. Becoming aware of the top of your foot. Whatever feelings or lack of feelings there are in this area. Not really thinking about the foot as much as being here with it. Really feeling, noticing, letting the top of the foot now be the center of your awareness and breathing with it, letting it go when you're ready as you breathe out. Letting your awareness move into the ankle. Noticing all that you can of this left ankle and breathing with it. There's pain in any part of your body, your attention naturally will go there. And do so, noticing carefully any sensations of the pain as precisely as possible, bringing compassion to this spot. And then when you can, coming back to the ankle, to the sensations, if any, in the ankle, and then, again, as you breathe out, letting it release. Letting it dissolve and move your attention up into your lower leg. Continuing to allow yourself to sink down a little bit deeper and relax a little bit fuller. With just what it is that you're experiencing now in your lower leg. Being aware of the shin, the calf muscle, noticing the surface of the leg, and letting your attention move right down through the tissues into the bones. And experiencing the region as completely as you can, not having it be any different than what it is. Working to accept the feelings that you feel and to breathe with them if you can. And when you're ready, just letting go of this part of your body as well. as you relax and sink even deeper into the mat, noticing, are you awake? And letting the focus move up now to your knee. Feeling your knee, the kneecap, the sides of the knee, the back of the knee, deep into the joint. Just experiencing your left knee and breathing with it. And on an out-breath, letting it dissolve. And then moving into the region of the thigh and exploring it with curiosity, and that will help you stay awake. Noticing the surface of the thigh and then letting your attention move deep down all the way up to the groin, to the hip bone, experiencing the muscles, feeling the skin, just experiencing your left thigh as completely as you can, and then letting it be as soft and relaxed as possible. If there's any tension in the thigh or anywhere else when you come to it, allow it. And then on the out-breath, release a little bit more. Allowing the thigh to be soft and relaxed, breathing with it. And then when you're ready, take a deeper breath in, sending it down to the thigh. And as you breathe out, let it dissolve and relax and soften as you let go. And now let's move over to the right leg and send your breath down along the right leg to the right foot, becoming aware of the feelings in the right toes, noticing any sensation in the big toe and the little toes. Breathing and directing the in-breath down into the foot, right up to the toes. And on the out-breath, just letting the breath come up from the toes, right up through your nose, your mouth. And registering any sensations in this region. Letting go of judging thoughts. Letting go of any worries, simply noticing and relaxing into what the experience is right now for you. And then as you're ready on the out-breath, releasing your toes, letting them dissolve in the fields of your awareness, and let your attention shift to the bottom of the right foot. This time, also noticing the heel and the place where the foot makes contact with the floor or the mat. Tuning into it, tuning into any sensations that may be residing there. And if you like, breathing with them. And again, as you're ready, letting go. On an out-breath, letting go of the bottom of your foot, relaxing as you let go of this region. Letting the attention move gently to the top of your foot, the arch of your foot, and again, when you're ready, as you breathe out, letting the foot dissolve and moving to your ankle. If you are doing this, imagine the breath being breathing. Imagine the breath breathing in and out, breathing you, and experiencing the region of this part of your body, this region of your body. And when you're ready, just letting it go, letting it relax and soften and dissolve in your mind's eye as you become aware of your lower leg. Often we don't pay attention to the leg unless something happens to it. But now just give yourself time to appreciate it. And when you're ready, breathing into it, feeling it as clearly as you can. The calf, the shin, the muscles, the bone, its length, whether the temperature is warm or cool. And then again, as you breathe out, let it go, releasing from the leg and bringing your awareness up into the right knee. And letting the breath move into the knee, and on the out breath, as you're ready, letting go of the knee as well. And letting the attention move up into the right thigh. The entirety of the upper leg between the hip and the pelvis and the groin all the way to the knee. Feeling the right thigh and any sensations that are there. Feeling it outside, noticing what you feel inside. Being as precise as you can as you bring awareness to your thigh. And when you're ready, letting it go. And becoming aware now of the pelvis and the entire region of the pelvis from one hip to the other. Noticing the buttocks in contact with the mat or the floor as your breath continues flowing in the body. As you continue practicing being awake and relaxed, accepting what is happening. Noticing sensations of contact of the buttocks with the ground or the chair. Noticing any feelings of weight or heaviness. Being aware of the entire region of the pelvis and the genitals. Whatever sensation or lack of sensations you experience in this area. Be aware of your hips, the hip bone, and allow yourself to breathe without changing the breath with the entirety of your pelvis. Letting it soften and release, letting any tension go as you notice what your experience is right now. Being present in this moment. And then letting the pelvic region dissolve. And let's move to the base of the spine. And direct our attention now to the lower back, the region that connects with the pelvis, and experience what sensations there may be. This is often an area of tenderness and stress. Feeling the breath, letting it help you release and relax, letting any tension that's still there move away as you breathe out. bit by bit, breath by breath. If there are any sensations of intensity, you may notice them. But for this moment, practicing allowing yourself to experience your back just as it is, and letting your breath penetrate into it, into every region of the lower back on your in-breath, and on the out-breath, letting go of any tension or tightness, any holding on or intensity. Being here, flowing with the breath. And as you breathe out, letting go of the back, of the lower back, and moving up along the spine and out into the region of the middle back, and then the upper back, feeling any sensations that may be there, and breathing with them. Continuing to allow any tension or tightness or reservoirs of fatigue or discomfort in this region move out with the out-breath and letting them dissolve as you breathe out, letting revitalization occur as you breathe in, as you sink even deeper into stillness and relaxation. And experiencing the rising and falling of your belly as you breathe. Just allowing the awareness to expand from the belly and the front of your body to the chest as well. Feeling the movement, perhaps, of your diaphragm. That umbrella-like muscle that separates the belly from the chest and the heart and the lungs. And just for a moment, experience the chest as it expands on the in-breath and noticing what happens on the out-breath, and if you can, tuning to the rhythmic beating of your heart within the chest. Noticing perhaps the lungs expanding on the in-breath and contracting on the out-breath. And the heart, letting the blood flow nourish every region, every organ, every tissue. Each time the heart pumping through the body, letting it bring nourishment and peace, greater acceptance. And as the blood returns to the heart, giving off waste products, purifying the body in a rhythmic cycle of renewal. And just letting the chest and the belly rise and fall as you're lying here. Noticing the muscles of the chest wall and the breasts, the entirety of the front of your body. And then again, when you're ready on the out-breath, just letting the region dissolve into relaxation as well. Again, checking to see that you are comfortable, and noticing how awake you can be, even as you relax. And allowing your attention to move to your fingertips. And we'll do both hands together, becoming aware of any sensations now in the tips of the fingers and your thumbs, perhaps feeling some pulsation from the blood flow. Perhaps you're feeling some dampness or warmth or maybe coolness. But letting the attention be in your fingers. Inside, the tips, and the backs of the fingers, right out to the tips. And letting the field of your awareness expand to include the palms of your hands. in the backs of your hands, noticing what areas are more vivid in your mind as you bring attention to this part of the body. And then as you're ready, letting the hands dissolve and moving your attention into your wrists. Perhaps feeling the pulse in the wrist, reminding you that, yes, I am alive, no matter what it is that I am coping with. And releasing the wrist as you become aware of the forearms and the elbows, any and all sensations, regardless of discomfort or problems, letting yourself simply be with them and experiencing your body as it is, in particular now, the arms. And allowing your field of awareness to include the upper arms, right up to the armpits and the shoulders. Moving from the outside of the arms, deep down into the arms and the armpits, and into the shoulders, another area that often holds tension, sometimes causing some strain or neck problems. And just letting it relax and notice the position that the arms are in, and perhaps release a little bit more as you breathe out. And then on the out-breath, letting any tension that's there dissolve. And letting go of any tension as you continue breathing in and out. All the way from the fingertips, up through the shoulders, as you sink deeper down to a state of relaxed observation. And then letting the arms dissolve. And be aware of any thoughts that may come up, also letting them go. As we move our attention now to the back of the neck. And noticing the spine in the neck region. And letting your attention move around the neck. Being especially gentle and caring with it if there's any sensation of pain or tightness. And then continuing to move into the region of the throat and feeling the entirety of this region of your body. Perhaps experiencing what it feels like when you swallow or when the breath moves into the body. Into the region of the head, to the chest, through the neck region, breathing in and down into the neck intentionally, if you choose to. And then again, as you breathe out, letting this whole area dissolve, letting it relax, staying awake, but carefully paying attention. And now becoming aware of your face, another region that often holds accumulated tension. And we'll focus first on the jaw and the chin, experiencing it as it is. Noticing any sensations that are here and letting your attention move up to the hinge of the jaw. And breathing with this. And then on the out-breath, when you're ready, letting it go. Become aware of your lips and the mouth, your teeth and your gums, your tongue and the roof of your mouth, the back of the mouth, the throat. And again, letting yourself breathe with this region, allowing any sensations and feelings that are there, to be as they are. And then as you breathe out, as you're ready, letting this area dissolve and feeling your cheeks. Breathing into the cheeks and then again on the out-breath. Letting this region dissolve as well. And let the attention move into the region of the nose. Feeling the breath as it moves in and out of your nostrils. Noticing any temperature changes as you breathe in and as the air moves out from the nostrils. Being aware of the breath as it continues moving rhythmically in and out, and then letting the nose and the region around the nose dissolve, and be aware of your eyes and the eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows and the entire region around the eyes and the eyelids. And letting the breath be like a wave of relaxation, helping any tension that may still be here go as you breathe out. Just letting it leave, any tension, letting it go as the breath leaves. And then bringing awareness into your temples, feeling any sensations that may be on the side of your head, and then moving your attention out into the area of the ears, another sense organ. Just feeling the ears, noticing the fleshiness and the softness, following the outside of the ear and the internal parts. And if you'd like, you can imagine the breath moving from the region of the nose into the ears and then out from it as well, continuing to let relaxation and awareness grow. And then letting this region dissolve and feel your forehead, just breathing with your forehead, letting it soften, smoothing out any wrinkles. If you're noticing any sensations of pain, again, bringing attention to those regions, bringing compassion and care, allowing what is happening. And then, if you'd like, you can feel your face as a whole, and breathe into it, nourishing your face simply by noticing each part of it and letting it relax and dissolve into relaxation and stillness. Nothing you have to do right now. Letting everything be just as it is. Yourself as you are, your body as it is, and stillness comes, and with it, relaxation and peace. And now, become aware of the back of the head, the top of your head, and the entire region of the cranium, and the upper region of the skull. Breathing now into this whole region, perhaps feeling your hair. Breathing out from this region. Just noticing the face and the head as a whole. noticing any sensations that may continue or have changed. And then as you breathe out, letting this region dissolve. And if you'd like, you can imagine an opening at the top of your head. And focus on this spot, this opening that you're imagining, that's about the size of a quarter at the crown of your head. And letting the breath move up from your nose, right up in your mind's eye to this spot, the crown of your head. And then allow the breath to move down from this region and out through the nose again. And then you can imagine the spot opening like the blowhole of a whale. You can breathe right in through the top of your head, sending the breath like a wave of relaxation down through the body as a whole, connecting each part, moving down from the crown of your head, down through your face and the back of the head, down through your neck and the chest and the torso and the back and the pelvis region and the legs and out through the ankle and feet and into the foot and out through the bottom of your feet. So you're breathing in and out, and if you'd like, imagining the breath moving in and out through the top of your head, letting the air and energy move right out of your head, right back down into it. So you're imagining that you're breathing now through the top of your head, right through the head, and again, out through the bottoms of your feet. Moving through the whole body. In your own way, your own time. And now, moving through the bottoms of your feet, and right out, and having it move through the body, and this time out again through the top of your head. Letting all the muscles reside in a state of deep relaxation. Your mind simply aware of this flow of energy, this flow of breath, experiencing your entire body breathing. Feeling the breath moving the belly, letting the breath move through the organs and the tissues, providing nourishment and care as you bring compassion to yourself. And when you're ready, just feeling the body as a whole, from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet, lying here, in a state of stillness, deep relaxation. So you allow yourself to let go. So you allow yourself to sink down deeper and deeper into a state of well-being. And as we come in touch with feeling complete, feeling whole, being as we are, in touch with the wonder of our aliveness and our completeness, as we notice how our limitations can not be confining and experience the realm of oneness, of silence or stillness, of peace, letting ourselves open to things as they are in each moment. Seeing our attitudes and letting go of those that may not be constructive, kindly, and yet noticing that we are human and things will come and things will go. Stillness itself is healing. And as we rest here, paying attention to our body, letting the mind relax, letting ourselves experience this stillness, we can let the world be as it is, beyond our personal feels and concerns, beyond our desires to want things a certain way. And we can allow ourselves to open to the fullness of our life and the limitless qualities that life can bring, experiencing the fullness of our ability to love and to care, and experiencing being totally awake right now. And as the tape ends, bringing your awareness back to your body, feeling it as it is. And if you'd like, you can wiggle your toes and your fingers to help you be back here in touch and allowing this calmness and centeredness to remain with you as you move through your day and the activities of your life with whatever is happening. And if you want to, you can congratulate yourself on having taken this time and energy to care for yourself in this way. Remember, this state of clarity and relaxation is accessible to you simply by noticing your in-breath and your out-breath and letting it be a source of strength and energy for yourself and with others with whom you share the world. Letting yourself, letting this peace, letting the breath provide a deep reservoir of balance and well-being from which we can make more conscious choices about how to live a more integrated, healthy, and satisfying life. Be well.